Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. You tuned in to the right place right here on the talk of the town now. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic episode of the Slack is Talk podcast. For all my day ones that's out there listening, thank you for coming back. You already know what it is. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thanks for tuning in. And if it's entertainment and truth you're looking for, I promise you I won't disappoint. Now here on the Slack is Talk podcast, I want to do part three of all the versus battles. Hopefully we can close it out on this one. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, like I said, all my day ones, y'all up to speed. You know, this is the third part. Hopefully y'all caught the first two. You know, just in case if anybody missed it, you can go to the Vision Live Network, or you could just go to your favorite podcast platform, things like iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know what I mean? Whatever your favorite platform is, and you can catch up on the Slack is Talk podcast, past or present. You know what I'm saying? And here we go, round three of the versus battle. Let's kick things off. You know, I'm a gentleman, man, so ladies first. I'm going to start off with Eve versus Trina. This was a nice battle as far as, you know, big names, you know what I'm saying, heavyweights, females in the industry. I got to admit, I didn't see this pairing coming. You know, I would think, like, it's kind of two different lanes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Trina would hate me saying this, but Trina is more of a sex symbol. Like, her music is like, you know, you it puts you in that sexual state of mind, you know what I'm saying? Which is good, you know what I'm saying? Eve is more lyrical, man. Eve is street. You know, Eve could tell you a story. Eve can get sexual. She could talk about relationships. She could break it down to something that's going on in the world, you know what I mean? And she can get hardcore, man. And she can go with the fellas, man. You know what I'm saying? Rough Riders, man. Being around X, the Locks, you can't help but to bring it. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? Drag on. You know what I mean? When it come down to it, I could see Eve doing records with the people that Trina do records with. I could see Eve going in Trina's lane. I can't really see Trina going in Eve's lane. You know what I'm saying? I can't see Trina with the Locks going bar for bar. You know what I'm saying? I can't see it. This one, this comes down to versatility, man. You know, I think Trina has her lane, and I think Eve can expand, you know what I'm saying, to multiple, you know, and different, you know what I'm saying? Without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, Trina. It goes to Eve on this one. Next one. This next one wasn't really a battle. I guess it was a celebration. We're talking about singer D'Angelo. It was kind of like just a concert that he did, you know, for his fans. You know what I mean? It wasn't really a battle. So I guess if you're a big fan of D'Angelo, all D'Angelo fans won that night. Personally, I think there's some people out there in his lane that he could have went up against. You know what I mean? But D'Angelo fans got treated to a treat that night. We'll leave it at that. The next two, I'm not really familiar with, and it's Ryan Tedder versus Benny Blanco. I might have heard the name Blanco before, but I'm not familiar with either one. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay away from that one. Y'all just going to have to find me on that one and charge it to the game. But anybody, like, got any education on them two, definitely email me, you know, school me, because I got to admit, I got to charge that one to the game. Y'all got me on that one. Next one, Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy. this one was funny. You know, I could admit I saw this one coming. You know what I mean? They had some fake beefs in the past and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I definitely saw this one coming. This one is a different era. Both, you know, even though both are young, it's a different era. Soulja Boy did his thing with inventing, you know, creating dances and stuff like that. And like kind of ushering in a new era of hip hop, I guess you could say. As far as like the dance, you know what I mean? He had something going. He started something. But Bow Wow, man, Bow Wow was like, I can't say the first kid to do it, but Bow Wow started something too. You know what I mean? He had some dances with him. And more importantly, you know, even though like there's been talk, you know, of always, you know, people writing for him and stuff like that, you got to admit, man, you know, he came up with the Dog Pound. You know what I'm saying? He came up with Snoop and them and was originally supposed to be on Death Row Records, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them things in hip hop that is just unfortunate. You know, we never got a chance to see. But I always wondered what he would be like, you know, if he got a chance to come out on Death Row. You know what I mean? How much different things would have been. But he did his thing under Dupree. You know what I'm saying? Multi-platinum artist out of the gate each time. As a youngster, he was 12 or 13, I believe. And when Soulja Boy came out, you know, music had changed. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't selling records and stuff like that. So different era. You know, Bow Wow coming out with the Dog Pound and under JD, multi-platinum artist. The edge on this one goes to Bow Wow. Next one, let's get into some production, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the beat. It's all about the producers. You know what I'm saying? The RZA versus DJ Premier. Now, this was a good one, man. I love both, man. I love Premier. You know what I'm saying? Premier was that dude. You know what I'm saying? Premier was around when I was coming up as a young kid. You know what I'm saying? He's been around years. But now RZA, if you go back to part two and you listen to what I said about Swiss Beats, RZA was Swiss before Swiss, man. RZA had that sound about him. You know what I'm saying? You could tell it's a RZA beat. You know what I'm saying? He had that different, unique style. You know what I mean? It's just impeccable. You know what I'm saying? This man is responsible for all Wu-Tang hits, pretty much. He did majority production on all Wu-Tang albums and all their solo albums, too. If you know how many Wu-Tang members there is, that should tell you enough right there. You know what I'm saying? Just think about that. Like, Wu-Tang albums was double CDs. You know what I'm saying? All them dudes went solo and came out with albums of their own. You know what I'm saying? He didn't produce everybody's whole album, but their number one single off of that album was most likely produced by RZA. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know what I'm saying? He had a hand in all projects. You know what I mean? This dude, like, created his sound off of like Kung Fu movies. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wasn't into Kung Fu. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't into that. And he made it cool. You know what I'm saying? He made people go and check out like where he got that sample from. You know, what movie was that from? Where's that snippet from? You know what I'm saying? RZA started that. You know what I'm saying? And Premier's my man. You know what I'm saying? He worked with Jay. He worked with a lot of artists too. I gotta give it to RZA on that one, man. I gotta go with RZA. And RZA raps and came out with his own projects, by the way. And he even do movies. You know what I'm saying? Of course, those are like dealing with Kung Fu. But he even got into that. RZA on this one. Now for the next one, I'm gonna go back to the ladies for a minute. We talking Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott. Now, even before I get into this, like, this is what the versus battle should be about. You know what I'm saying? Both of these ladies are, like, from the same genre. You know what I'm saying? They relate to the same people. You know what I mean? They pretty much, like, send similar messages, stuff like that. When you think of a versus battle, this is This is the pairing that you should think of. You know what I'm saying? This is how you put people together. You put two people that basically like in the same lane. You know what I'm saying? You just don't throw two people together. You know what I mean? I just wanted to put that out there. You know what I mean? But I like both of their music. You know what I'm saying? Jill Scott, they both represent that soulful music. You know what I'm saying? About relationships and, you know, about life and stuff like that. Different situations. You know what I mean? Jill Scott, she dabbles in acting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Playing roles with Tyler Perry. You know, Why Did I Get Married? And she does her thing. But on this one, I got to say, like, Erykah Badu is a different animal. You know what I'm saying? When Call Tyrone came out, that was everywhere, man. That took off. You know what I'm saying? That song was this everything. You know what I'm saying? It took on a mind of its own. You know what I'm saying? And her career was all from there. You know what I'm saying? She could do no wrong. But I'm going to give the edge to Erykah Badu on this one. You know what I'm saying? I leaned a little bit more on her music first. I think I got to know her first before Jill Scott. I'm not sure who came out first. But I'll say this about Erykah Badu. And maybe this don't have nothing to do with music, but anytime, like, you could do a video and you could have both of your exes in the video, like, together, you know what I'm saying? And there's no beef or none of that, and you know they about you. That's saying something about you, you know what I'm saying? That's saying something about you. And for all the Erykah Badu fans out there, all her God fans, you know what I'm saying? I know you seen the other video, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Sorry, Jill, but I believe Erykah Badu does a little bit more for her male audience, you know? And that might not be fair, but you don't understand. Erykah Badu on this one, y'all. Now, switching gears on this one, let's head to the West Coast, where we talking about two legends, man. E-40, 40 Fonzarelli, Charlie Hustle versus Too Short. You know what I'm saying? Oak Town is representing, and the Bay Area is representing on this one. These are two legends, man. This one was a good one. You know what I'm saying? Both in the same era, both on the West Coast. Another good, well put, you know, battle put together. This one kind of reminded me of like Raekwon versus Ghost, and that these two are cool. They did a lot of records together. You know what I'm saying? This was more like a friendly battle. You know what I'm saying? And that was good for the culture. You know what I'm saying? I know the West Coast enjoyed it, you know? For me, this is one of the toughest ones. I love them both, man. I love them both. They both bring something different to the table, man. Like, E-40 definitely can go. You know what I'm saying? E-40, not just his rapping skills, but E-40 is an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? E-40 says some stuff, man. He makes you laugh. You know what I'm saying? The man came out with a book called Slanguage, you know, introducing his own language, you know what I'm saying, and all that. And he just got a different flow. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those artists, again, he just jumps off at you. You know what I'm saying? You don't get him confused with nobody. You hear his voice, you automatically know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Automatically. You'll never get him confused. And that means a lot. You know what I mean? That means a lot to me. That carries a lot of weight. If you've been listening to these battles that I've been doing, you know I like that uniqueness. You know what I'm saying? You know I like that sound. That sound that sounds like nobody. You know what I mean? People automatically know it's you. And E-40 got that. Now, I grew up on Too Short. You know what I'm saying? That's my era. Too Short kind of came up with NWA to me. You know what I'm saying? In that era. You know what I mean? Menace to Society was one of my favorite movies of all time. You know what I'm saying? He was in that. I mean, Too Short is a legend, man. You know what I mean? He made the B word famous. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it. I try to keep it clean on the show. You know what I'm saying? I got kids listening. But I hope he copyrighted that word, man. You know what I'm saying? He should get paid off of that. You know what I'm saying? He made it famous. He even had Snoop saying it. You know what I'm saying? So I hope he definitely got his paper, you know, on that one. You know what I'm saying? Man, this one was one of the toughest ones I had to do. but Too Short is a legend, man. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on Too Short. Too Short, like, he was one of the first that I knew that was rapping like a pimp. You know what I'm saying? I like them both. I got to give the edge to Too Short on this one, man. You know what I'm saying? E-40's my dude, but I got to give Too Short the edge on this one. Next one, we're going from the West Coast to two prominent singers. You know what I'm saying? We're going Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat. Now, this one is another tough one to me, man. You know, I like both. But when I'm doing these battles, it's not just about, you know, who music I like the most. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of other things that factor into it. Now, Keith Sweat, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? And I'll admit, you know what I'm saying, if I had to do on a record, you know, between the two, I would go to Keith Sweat first. And just to tell you a quick story, man, like, my brother go laugh on this one, man. And he better listen to this episode too, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother had the BMW back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And Keith Sweat was his dude. You know what I'm saying? Keith Sweat was his guy, dog. You know what I mean? He had this crazy system in the BMW. And, you know, I was a little kid, and me and my boys, we'd be outside playing skelly or basketball, and we could just hear my brother from miles away getting ready to drive up, man, playing Keith Sweat, man. So I think that's where, you know, me liking Keith Sweat originally came from. You know what I mean? I had to tell that story. And like I said, my brother go laugh when he hear it. But in these battles, it's not just about who I knew first or, you know, who music I liked the most. You know what I'm saying? I call it down the line. Bobby Brown, between his work with New Edition and going solo after that, I believe Bobby Brown made more of an impact than Keith Sweat did. I think Bobby Brown edged him in the selling records department between, you know, being with the group and going solo. But also, I think Keith Sweat's career might have went longer. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of evens out. But I think Bobby Brown records sold more. You know what I'm saying? And I think his net worth might be a little bit higher on this one. And it's funny too, them two are on tour together right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give the edge to Bobby Brown on this one for his work that he did with the group. And also, like, when he went solo, how he took over. And, you know, you got to give it to him, you know. Even though I don't like some of the things he do in his personal life, the man was smart enough to marry Whitney Houston, who's an even more successful singer than he was. You know what I'm saying? Smart man. Next one. And I know I sound repetitive, man, but this is really one of the toughest ones, man. I really dig both of these guys, man. And to sound even more repetitive, it goes back to, like, E-40 and Too Short, man. These two dudes is, like, close friends, man. Like, they good friends, man. This is, like, a friendly battle. And y'all probably already know who I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about Method Man versus Red Man. Now, I can't talk enough about how these two dudes are similar, man. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, they both from up north, you know what I'm saying? Brick City, New York, you know what I'm saying? They both got that going for them. They both came out in the same era. Redman came out a little bit before, you know what I'm saying? Early 90s. They both lyrical. They both love to smoke. They both playing the same movies. They both on the same records, you know what I'm saying? I can go on and on and on and on, you know what I'm saying? It's like classic how them two do records together. And it's like they battle on each other on the records, man. Like, you could tell. Like, they just going tit for tat, round for round. You know what I'm saying? And the chemistry is just off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't pay for chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Chemistry got to be real. You know what I mean? And you could just tell. Like, you could just hear it in the music. Like, them two going at each other. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Bar for bar. Like I said, man, it was hard to judge these two because everything they do, really, they do together. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they on the same records. They on the same crews, same movies, everything, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that I came up with after going back and forth, Method Man gets the edge because of his work with Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? That whole group and being able to appear on everybody's solo project, that gave him the nod over Redman, you know what I'm saying? I believe Meth gets the edge for selling more records, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's slightly. But I think with all the members in Wu-Tang and Method Man doing features for all them projects, I think that's enough to put Meth's catalog over Red's. So I'm going to go with Method Man on this one, but it was hard. For the next one, I'm going to go back to the ladies. We talking Monica versus Brandy. Another one of those battles that was well put together. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come right out. You know, Brandy's my girl. You know what I'm saying? She always was. You know what I mean? You know, it was always talk about them two not getting along. Especially after they did the song, The Boy Is Mine. I'm glad that them two was able to come together. You know what I'm saying? They both veterans in the industry. They both mothers. You know what I'm saying? So that was definitely a good example. But for me, when Brandy came out with her first album, that first album was everything. That first album was classic. You know what I'm saying? That first album produced hit after hit. And it's just my opinion. I don't think Monica could match that. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. You know what I mean? If you want to tell me that Monica is a better singer, I won't argue. But as far as impact, you know, Brandy's first album, and she had the TV show going on at the same time, Moesha, you know what I'm saying? Back in those days, that TV money was real, you know what I'm saying? You had a TV show, like, you was getting it, you know what I'm saying? So she had that album and the TV show all at the same time, man. And that's, when you talk about impact, like, you can't get better than that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with Brandy on that one. And we coming down to the wire. Got two heavyweight veterans. We talking about Snoop Dogg versus DMX. The Battle of the Dogs. Now, first off, I want to say, like, these two are from different eras. You know what I'm saying? Completely different eras. You know what I'm saying? Snoop is early 90s. X is 98, 97, going into the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Different eras. You know what I mean? On this one, and I love X, man. I love X. You know what I'm saying? I love X. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it enough. But on this one, I'm going to piggyback off of what I just said about Brandy and having an impact. When you talk about making first impressions, if you're a rapper, right, specifically from the West Coast, what better way to make a first impression than to come out on a song with Dr. Dre? What impression can you make to top that? Then you not only feature on Dr. Dre's debut album, not just the feature on it, but you're on that album, which is regarded as one of the best albums ever, if not the best. You know what I'm saying? Classic by everybody. There's nobody that will argue that. The Chronic is everything. Not only to feature on that album, but you're on that album more than Dr. Dre is. You're featured on just about all the lead singles. You made so much of an impact and an impression before your album come out that people are waiting for months for your debut album to actually drop. You sell a million records in less than a week. A record at the time. When people think of artists on the West Coast, people think of the name of Snoop first. Without a doubt. I love X, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. I can't go against Snoop and that impact on this one, man. I can't. Snoop wins this one. We miss you, X. And for the last one, and I saved the best for last. And those of y'all that listen to the Slackers Talk podcast, and more importantly, if you know me, you know I like to end my shows on a positive note. You know what I'm saying? And I like to leave with a positive message for my Vision for Kids organization. Now, this one is my favorite. This one was my favorite by far. And not just because of the music. Not just because I love both of the artists. But because of the positive message behind it. And I'm talking about Gucci Mane versus Jeezy. Now, for those of y'all that know the story, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, things got serious. You know what I'm saying? Gucci Mane's life was at stake. And it turned out that he had to turn around and take somebody's life. You know, things got serious, you know. And I'm not going to get into specifics. I'm not going to name names. You know what I'm saying? But to everybody in the whole wide world, everybody, your life should be the most important and most valuable thing to you. You know what I'm saying? It should definitely be the most important thing. For them to be able to come together, even after all those years, after something like that, and be in the same place at the same time, and nothing happens, that's an accomplishment in itself. Like, forget the music, you know what I'm saying? That's an accomplishment in itself. You know, people have been trying for years to squash that and get them two together, and it never panned out. And they finally did come together. Now, it was a struggle. You know what I'm saying? Things could have went another way. Things could have definitely went another way. But they was able to come together. You know, some shots were thrown, you know what I'm saying, at each other. But at the end, it was all love. It was all peace. They performed the song together, So Icy, the song that put them two on the map. And they just came together and finally realized that they could have made so much more money together. You know what I'm saying? If you a Jeezy fan, you know, you didn't listen to Gucci Mane too much. So Gucci missed out on that money. If you a Gucci Mane fan, you didn't like Jeezy. So Jeezy missed out on that money. You know, overall, you both lose. And then you turn around and ask yourself, like, why? You know what I'm saying? Was it worth it? You know what I mean? But just them two getting together. You know, I'm not even going to get into the music on this one, man. It's about the message. You know what I'm saying? I love both artists. But it's about the message on this one. You know what I'm saying? Both of them coming together like they did on something that was so serious. It's living proof that it could be done. You know what I'm saying? It's living proof that we can come together as one and be together. You know what I'm saying? Now, from what I hear, things are even bigger because they about to start going on tour together. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just a money thing, even if it is for the money. You know, like I said, them two being able to do business together, that's an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if this leads to them doing songs together. Maybe even an album. But let's start off low. Let's see if this leads off into a new song together. You know what I'm saying? The whole culture wins off of this rap battle. The whole culture, black people, the black community, music industry, we all win off of this battle. And I would like to see more of that, man. You know what I'm saying? On this one, it's about the message. That does it for all the rap battles, all the versus battles that took place so far. I believe I covered all of them. If you feel as though that I missed something or I might have missed a battle, email me at slackerstalk@visionlivenetwork.com. And if I missed anything, I'll go over it on the next versus battle. You know what I'm saying? We caught up on all the past ones. we up to date now, so I can start doing them one by one. I'll cover the Versus battles that they have on Versus TV. And you can also personally email me your request if you have two artists that you want me to put together. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing those as well. The next Versus battle, I believe, is coming up this Sunday, the 17th. And it's supposed to be KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. That's a battle of legends. I'll be doing that one after it goes down. But that's a wrap for me. This has been an episode of the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me. And we'll talk again later on in the week.
This is Talk Peace. Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.